You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
This time last Sunday, I was worshiping with the parish community of St. David's Parish in Davie, Florida, just outside of Fort Lauderdale, as I was concluding my annual palm branch expedition. And yes, I'm confident that you'll be pleased with the branches I picked out. Guaranteed satisfaction. If you don't like them, I'll gladly return and get some more. This time next Sunday, most likely, we will have a new pope. During my time away, I was able to watch some of the TV coverage of the last day of Pope Benedict XVI's pontificate. Certainly, learning things that I didn't know, like that the pope never has had a driver's license, but he does have a pilot's license. And, of course, that he doesn't wear Prada shoes, as the media had oftentimes reported, was very interesting. But what struck me the most was his final words to the public on Twitter. His words were, "Thank you for your love and support. May you always experience the joy that comes from putting Christ at the center of your lives." May you always experience the joy that comes from putting Christ at the center of your lives. On this Laetare Sunday, we are reminded by our liturgy and by the Holy Father's Twitter that God calls us to a life of joy, and that the way to the joy that God has created us for is the way of Christ. We have a Lent every year because we all know that sometimes we do not let Christ be the center of our lives. We think we know a better way. Like the prodigal son in today's gospel, we make ourselves or something else the center of our lives. Lent invites us to come back. Too often, we think that we know a better way, a shortcut to joy and happiness in life, and so we choose to turn our backs on Christ. Hopefully, like the prodigal son, Lent is a time for us to learn the foolishness of our ways as we squander the opportunities for joy that God offers to us through God's Son, Christ Jesus, and come to realize that shortcuts bring us only superficial and short-term joy. Laetare Sunday reminds us that even though our Lenten penance, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving may not always be easy, it does lead to genuine joy as it helps us to recenter our lives in Christ. To live a Christ-centered life is the call of our baptism. That's why our baptismal font has such a prominent place in this new church, to remind us that everything begins at baptism. That's when we put on Christ, that we are called to make a full commitment to live out that call of our baptism. During the 9 o'clock liturgy this morning, we celebrate the rite of scrutiny for those who will be baptized in our new font at the Easter Vigil, inviting them to scrutinize their lives in light of God's Word. And also an invitation to all of us to scrutinize our lives under the light of God's Word, to ask ourselves what's there that should not be and what should be in our lives that is not. May Laetare Sunday And may the Pope's final Twitter remind us that God has created us to be happy. I think too often we forget that. God does not give us God's commandments to take all the joy out of life, but rather to put genuine joy into our lives. The good news is God will joyfully forgive us anytime we recognize the need that we have for God's bountiful love and mercy. I have no idea who our next pope will be, but I think his first words to us could be no better than Benedict's last words to us. May you always experience the joy that comes from putting Christ at the center of your lives.